today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number one, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. The show is about your calls, so let's start things out by going to the phones and talking to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys. I heard something on yesterday's show I wanted to call in and make a quick point about.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. For drug overdose, how would you guys define that? Any of you can answer.
Well, typically it means someone taking drugs and accidentally overdosing, though some people do it, purposefully. But typically it means that they're taking too much. They're taking an amount that sickens them.
Some kind of terrible adverse reflex.
Right. Or in the worst cases, obviously can kill them.
Okay. And then for poisoning, in the context of food poisoning, how would you define that?
When food makes you sick.
Well, yes, because food in its normal capacity is not intended to make one sick. And so that would mean that the food has some sort of, bacteria upon it that is normally present. It wasn't prepared properly, and so therefore your body has a negative reaction to it.
Right. So contrasting the two, food poisoning would be more of an accidental thing, unintentional, whereas drug overdose is just consuming too much of a given product.
Well, again, there's two sides. There's two flavors of drug overdosing. There's intentional drug overdose. I knew a girl who took 40 aspirin once or whatever. That's intentional. And then there's unintentional drug overdoses, which are quite frequently found in the black market, where you're dealing with varying different batches of, say, heroin, for instance, and one batch happens to be stronger than the previous batch, and the user doesn't know that there's an increase in strength, and the user takes it the user takes his normal amount. But that normal amount happens to be 10 times stronger than it normally is. So that would be an unintentional overdose.
Okay, perfect. So yesterday during the show, Mark used the term alcohol poisoning. And I would suggest that there really is no such thing, but simply the manufacturers of that product don't want their particular drug grouped in with the other dangerous lethal drugs like heroin and cocaine and so forth.
So they've come up with another name for overdose?
Exactly. We call it alcohol poisoning. So that way it sounds kind of like this accidental thing.
Interesting. I agree. That makes sense, and I'm with you on that.
Well, I'll try to remember to use alcohol overdose. I think that's as correct of a term either way, and I think it's fair. So, I'm with you on that.
There you go.
That was it.
Sam, great point. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He's responding to a fairly lengthy conversation we had on the show last night with Toby about drugs and alcohol and underage drinking and abolishing the drinking age and legalizing all drugs. And Mark was getting all upset because he, was concerned that if all drugs were legal, then kids would be puking on his front lawn and all day, all day and all night and that sort of thing.
No, that's not what I was saying at all. I was just saying that if there's going to be repercussions for making everything illegal all at once. The kids that we have out there currently are not used to a free society where, like in Europe, they're able to drink alcohol from, wine or beer or something like that. Their parents give them to them from, childhood. And I think that there's going to be some kind of lashback, and I think that, and all I was proposing is that an incremental step to, sort of temper that somewhat.
That is what you were proposing, and there was some extra conversation that we had after the show, and Toby brought up a couple extra points that I thought were worthy of discussing, and in regards to underage drinking, which is today it's an issue, today it's widespread, today the vast majority, a significant majority of high school students participate in this, and so it's going on right now, and I think Toby pointed out off the air that in the current situation, what we have now is because kids aren't allowed to drink, supposedly, they have to conceal their drinking as much as they possibly can. So, they can't go out to a bar, they can't go to a restaurant and order these drinks. In many cases, they conceal it from their parents as well. And so they end up doing their drinking at shady places. And we sort of started to touch on this toward the very end of the show. Shady sort of drinking outlets like frat parties, where apparently a lot of date rape and that sort of thing happens at these frat parties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly not a healthy situation for our kids to be in. But the fact is, that's the situation that they're in
right
now today because of the drinking laws. And obviously reducing the drinking age is going to help that. But I think that doing just eliminating the drinking age is going to help that a lot sooner. Okay, yes, maybe there's going to be some lashback, as Mark terms it. Maybe a few kids are going to have a few too many drinks and go out and get a little crazy out in public. But you know, as long as they aren't damaging people's property, I don't really see that as being a major issue. I'd rather have a couple.
They
kids.
Will damage people's property.
Then in that case, they'll be brought up on charges for that. But I'd rather have some kids going out and making a lot of noise than having kids dying or having girls getting raped and you know, having all the fallout from the current laws that we currently have.
I'm talking about current public, what public sentiment would be over me having to deal with somebody who can't hold their liquor. You know, and I don't want to have to deal with that. Generally, I don't, and I probably wouldn't have a lot of repercussions if we stop the drinking age as it was, you know, just brought it down to zero right away. But there would be enough situations where the newspaper would get a hold of it and make a big deal out of it. Look, new law causes blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's fine, because, you know, you have to remember this isn't happening in a vacuum. And we were sort of, we acted like it was happening in a vacuum last night. But you have to understand that in order for us to get to the point in a society where the drinking age were to be just completely abolished, that would take a lot of effort. I mean, it's not like next week we can just get on the air and convince everybody of this.
No.
It's going to be a long-term sort of a process where people are going to have to come to the understanding of, okay, it's time to grant everybody else the freedom that I would like. It would be a paradigm shift in the population, and so hopefully people would go into this understanding that there's going to be a little bit of, some consequences. Not
you say people as though it's all people that will come at the same time to the same conclusion, and they certainly will not. Some people will come sooner than others. Some people are already here. Believe that we should have the
That's
same
what
laws.
I say. It's going to take some time, Mark. This is a process that we're dealing with.
I understand.
You know, I remember in the late 60s and early 70s during the Vietnam War, before that, the drinking age was 21 in most states.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, well, you know, these kids are old enough to get killed in Vietnam, so they should be able to drink.
Right. Good argument.
Yeah, so the drinking age went down to 18. And there were some problems in that a lot of the kids, there was probably more drunken driving deaths during that time. I remember it. And I remember when it went back up to 21 in my state, it went up like 1 year at a time. Then for 1 year it was 19, then 20, then 21. So they kind of phased it in back to 21. And I think what we have to do is we have to develop some voluntary incentives not to be irresponsible with alcohol. I think maybe some sort of rating service, some reputation rating service that you've discussed before, kind of like a credit rating where those things will affect your reputation. Maybe you won't be able to go to college until you can get your reputation rated to a certain level. But there could be voluntary incentives to prevent people from doing that without having a gun to their head.
Certainly possible. I'd like to hear some other ideas as to how a system like that could be implemented. I don't know. I don't know if it could be implemented in parallel with the repeal of the law. I'm not sure about that. But either way, I mean, if you get drunk, I remember from the days that where I drank, when something awful would happen, it would make me not want to get drunk again. And
sure.
So
at least for a day.
Well, inevitably, for me it was forever.
I know,
but I would say
that many people have terrible experiences with alcohol, and they drink again within a couple of
weeks. Sure they do, and that's fine. I mean, but hopefully if someone gets in trouble, if they do some damage to some property and they have to make restitution on that, then maybe they'll, you know, learn a lesson or two eventually over time.
Well, I have firsthand experience with this because my younger brother was a hellraiser growing up, and I actually got him out of our state, moved him to Hawaii to straighten him out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a hellraiser. He was drinking. He was drinking at 15 years old because the drinking age was 18 at the time. There was a liquor store that was serving him at 15.
Right.
And he had an account there at the store. And so
a lot of good the laws did, huh? It didn't stop him from being a hellraiser.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's let people be free and let whatever consequences from that come. It's not going to be perfect, Mark, for sure.
Mm.
But it sure will be better than putting kids in dangerous situations that they're currently in today in order to get their alcohol and consume it, which is what we're dealing with now. 800-259-9231. So if you care about kids, I say legalize drinking. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 225,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, lots of fun, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed, and it's all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. And that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. Let's go into the phone calls. Ladies first, it is Diane in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Diane.
Hey, Diane.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to make a quick comment. You were talking last night. I was listening to the podcast about fundamentalist religions.
Yeah.
And, you know, my whole dad's side of the family is the typical German Minnesota Lutheran thing.
Okay.
There's an evangelical branch of the Lutheran Church.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I have one aunt who is a member of an evangelical Lutheran church, and I just always thought that was so funny. I mean, I just can't picture Lutherans jumping up and down. But
they wave their arms around and fall on the floor.
I guess. I don't know. But
Don't Lutherans play tambourines in church and stuff like that?
Oh, that's the Hare Krishna.
No, I think they're more the hamburger casserole potluck kind of.
Very, very white. Is the way I would describe them.
I thought Lutherans were mostly black.
I don't know.
No.
What am I thinking of?
You just got that wrong. I don't know what you're thinking of. It sounds like Pentecostals to me.
Martin Luther, he was in,
Martin Luther. Lutherans are named after Martin Luther, and he was the guy who nailed the...
The other Martin Luther.
Yeah. Not Martin, Martin Luther King.
Right.
He's the one who nailed the proclamation to the door of the church in Germany and said, look, the way the Catholic Church is being run today, and I think it was 15, 16, whatever, is wrong, and you can't sell abolitions. Abolitions? Was that the term? I don't know.
Ablution?
Abstention.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You can't sell sin, which is what the church was doing. Got it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sin credits.
It's like a revolutionary against the Catholic Church.
Okay. Where were we going with all this, Diane?
No, that's. I just want to make that comment. Mostly I wanted to call about makeup and meetup.
Great. Right.
You guys were talking about makeup the other night, and, you know, I have worn makeup and not worn makeup during different periods of my life.
Really?
Obviously, during the time that I was a truck driver, that was not practical. I did not wear makeup. There's been times when I didn't wear makeup, not because it was impractical, but because I was in a bad place mentally, or especially during my first marriage, my only marriage, and it was a very oppressive marriage.
Mm.
And to wear makeup was, if I wore makeup, it was who you wearing that for. You know, it was a very oppressive marriage. I was very young.
Mm.
And so when I separated, when I left, I started wearing makeup. And so many times in my life, wearing makeup has been sort of a rebellion and a stepping away from a bad time in my life. So
okay.
I think it's an accepted snobbery sometimes to say that people who wear, or women who wear makeup, have low self-esteem, but for me, it hasn't been that way. It has been something that pops up during major positive change in my life. And I don't know if it's I don't know if it's chicken or egg. You know, I don't know if it's I'm doing it because I feel better about myself, or I'm just because it's different, and I'm changing things in my life. But I think a lot of women who don't wear makeup in a way because they don't feel good about themselves.
Yeah,
why bother?
I think that the whole idea of making some kind of generalization about women as to whether or not they wear makeup and not
why?
Wear makeup is just not fair.
Yes. Yeah. My wife doesn't wear it a lot. And she does it just because I don't like it either. I like her naturally. I like to look at her real face and not see all the powder and all the stuff. I like to see who she is. I don't really care if she has makeup on or not.
And that's.
And I think most men don't.
You think so?
I think most men don't like makeup.
I wonder about that. You know, that would make an interesting poll for the BBS to see what at least our BBS listeners think or users think about that. And I find it interesting that, you know, you kind of have the reverse perspective that Julia does. And I think that talks to what you were saying, Mark, in that, you know, it's different for each woman as far as their reasons and the mentality behind wearing or not wearing makeup. I think that, you know, if Julia were here, she would make the argument that, you know, just the opposite and say that, well, she has self-esteem and so therefore she isn't wearing makeup, but you're saying it's just the opposite, at least for
well, and that was her experience, though. So
right.
she's looking at that whole thing through her experience, and I think that her argument is completely valid. I think that's often true, but it's not always true, I guess, is what I
would concur.
I would think makeup use is down over the last 10 or 20 years in this country.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think with younger women right now, it's actually not popular to wear makeup.
I don't know about that. That's not the impression that I get, at least from the stories that I'm told about the incredible amount of young ladies that Julia sees during on a day-to-day basis in the public that wear it. But I guess only the statistics would bear that out as far as, you know, are the sales of the makeup companies up or down?
Yeah.
I guess
plastic surgery is another story, though.
Is that getting much more popular?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Even among young girls, it's crazy.
Isn't that basically sort of an extension of the same sort of concept, modification?
Yes.
I'm not satisfied with myself. So you're not doing it because you aren't satisfied with yourself, Diane. You're doing it because it's just a positive thing for you, basically.
I just kind of like it. I like it, and it's fun. And as long as it doesn't take me very much time. If it was a big ordeal, I wouldn't do it.
What sort of time are you committing to it?
Probably about 10 minutes.
That seems to be a little on the low side in comparison to what I've heard.
Well, why do men grow facial hair?
What 10 minutes on makeup, what about hair? How long does that take?
Probably even less. I just get my hair wet and fluff it up and I'm done.
There you go.
Right.
I like the minimalist sort of thing.
Yeah.
Diane, any other thoughts?
I wanted to let you know, you had Vincent call in last night from California about meetups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be the Tucson coordinator for meetups.
Oh, great.
And I think there's even more than that, because I think our meetup number is 128 or something like that.
So as far as the number of people that come to your group?
The 128th group to be formed, I think.
Oh, I see.
Because it's Ron Paul -128 or something like that. So now there's 128 groups already from
That's great.
He signed up. And it costs money to be the coordinator, but I think that only one person has to pay, and then you can kind of ask for donations to get money back from the other people. But I'm also thinking about doing a podcast. I'm going to ask permission from the people in the group if they'd be willing to be recorded. And I want to do a podcast that invites people to call in and talk about how they heard about Ron Paul, how they were, affected by his message, and how come they are supporting him, because there's not just three guys in a basement in Milwaukee.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are a lot of people, and that's what I want to do is try and...
Awesome. I want to congratulate you for taking the initiative and taking the lead on that, because somebody has to do it, and it might as well be you. And keep us informed as to what's going on down there in Tucson. Diane, thanks for the call.
I'll let you know if I get that podcast going.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you're shown, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. 800-259-9231. You take control. Let's go to the phones and talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Frank.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good.
What's up?
Good.
I just was wondering, well, I have two comments. One,
yes.
It was very interesting hearing about the use of makeup. And I think, too, that all cultures, from an ethnographic or an anthropological point of view, use makeup, men and women both. And it's very interesting, especially, you know, how it sort of evolved from ancient Egyptian times through the present. But I wanted to make the comment that the makeup companies are doing incredibly well, the cosmetic industries, from a financial point of view. And the new trend toward marketing is to market products for men, to sort of boost the profits. So, in a sense, we have this whole notion with the invention of the term metrosexual that, you know, is, you know, responsible for the future of the cosmetics industry, at least in North America.
What sort
and that's
of
something
makeup,
that didn't exist years ago.
What sort of makeup are they targeting towards men?
I think basically everything from sunscreen to block the UV rays to different conditioners,
right? Mostly invisible stuff
to repair the damage after the razor, you know, sort of removes the layer of skin with the hair and things.
Wrinkle removers,
the new colognes, and
yeah.
You know, you tend to see this with lines like Bulgari, and what's the other company? The Bijan, the famous designer in Beverly Hills and all over the world.
Very famous.
But I wanted to raise, I guess, a more serious question.
Yes,
that
yes, sir.
Is, I was reading over the last 48 hours the story that broke on Reuters news service.
Which one?
It's basically about the U.S. government via Bush and the CIA as told by academics in the United States and Europe that the U.S. is covertly destabilizing the Iranian government.
Yeah.
Attempting to destroy their currency. And, you know, they mentioned, too, that, you know, Bush has approved the CIA doing this. And I just wanted to state this. I was also looking at the definition last year of the State Department on what constitutes a terrorist regime or terrorism. And the fact that this current Bush policy against Iran is actually makes the CIA and the United States government a terrorist organization that's
sure.
liable under international law for prosecution in The Hague.
Well, I don't know.
And I'm just sort of curious as to, you know, the major news media has not picked up on this yet. Reuters is one of the major news wires of the world. So, I mean, I found that kind of interesting that no one is raising this, you know, in our Congress or Senate.
You mean the idea that this is essentially a terrorist activity?
Correct, and it's so blatantly endorsed by Bush and his quote-unquote academics that I think are directly related to the Project for New American Century. We know what they did in Iran and what they've done, you know, in the region of the Middle East, as well as the American Enterprise Institute. And also I wanted to say this, that did you hear that the government has put a national security silence over the D.C. madam and
yes.
her list of clients, including
yep.
Vice President Cheney?
Oh.
Apparently he, while he was president of Halliburton and even after, was using the services. At least that's what's been alleged in the European press.
Yeah, I was going to say, we knew about the gag order on the D.C. madam, but I had not heard the allegations about Cheney, though.
Oh, yeah,
I, you know,
and apparently a lot of the Saudi royals and different sort of the, I guess, the mover and shaker crowd kind of has been utilizing her services. And she's very smart. I think she's going to go down. If she's going to go down, everyone's going to go down.
Oh, yeah,
but
absolutely.
ABC News was supposed to release the list 2 weeks ago, but apparently the federal government has prohibited them from doing that. And also,
I don't know.
I think an undersecretary of commerce that had resigned because he was utilizing the services. And my question is this. As a taxpayer, I'm deeply offended that my tax dollars may be subsidizing the pleasures illegally of our, you know, high-level government officials and corporate executives that
sure.
are doing non-bidding contracting, you know, with the U.S. government.
And your tax dollars are subsidizing their protection by the courts who have ordered this woman to be quiet.
Absolutely. And
I think that they've got. I think she's got. I think you're right. She's very sharp, and I'm pretty sure she's got some other cards up her sleeve. And I would bet that before the gag order was applied to her, I think she has already sold a portion of those names or given a portion of those names to ABC News. That's why you saw them out that one politician.
Yeah.
And inevitably, I think they're probably going to do more. It's just they might be waiting for the right time to do it. And Frank, thanks for the call. We appreciate
yeah,
it. You know what? I think Frank, man, he knows a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah.
He usually comments on foreign policy and that sort of thing, and now he's talking about makeup.
You know, I could just see a couple of those old politicians pumping up their prostheses to go over to see the madam.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Two Republican presidential candidates today criticized the ABC News report Tuesday about the CIA's covert plan to destabilize the Iranian regime. And this is sort of what I expected to happen, because we've seen this recently in the last couple of years where the government gets all upset about whatever news organization, in some cases it was the New York Times, revealing one of their little secret programs, like in the case of the wiretapping program. And that's what's going on here. It's more of that sort of indignation attitude on the parts of Romney and Tancredo. They were shocked, apparently, to see the ABC News report regarding covert action in Iran. And the Congressman Tancredo called for an investigation into who leaked the information and condemned ABC News for, quote, running the story which could jeopardize American lives, unquote. Well, you know what? If you don't send the CIA over there to meddle in another country,
right.
then
no
one
will
one's
get,
in
nothing
jeopardy.
Will be jeopardized.
The ABC News story reported that President Bush had given the CIA authorization to conduct a non-lethal covert action against Iran involving propaganda, disinformation, and the manipulation of Iran's international banking transactions. Romney said, quote, "The reporting has the potential of jeopardizing our national security. To put it quite plainly, it has the potential of affecting human life. We may never know." Romney said he had called the ABC News president to register his concerns. In a statement, ABC News said, quote, "In the 6 days since we first contacted the CIA and the White House, at no time did they indicate that broadcasting this report would jeopardize lives or operations on the ground. ABC News management gave them the repeated opportunity to make whatever objection they wanted to regarding our report, and they chose not to."
The problem with Romney is if he talks too long, his batteries are going to wear out.
Are you suggesting he's a robot?
I kind of get the feeling. By the way, I don't know if you heard, but tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's a big press conference with Ron Paul and the Michael Shearer, who's the former head of the CIA's Bin Laden unit, to discuss the flawed American foreign policy and its implications on terrorism, security in Iraq.
Great. I hope somebody shows up to cover it.
That's right. And I'm sure they will. But basically, they're going to explain why Rudy Giuliani's wrong on security and foreign policy and provide documentation about the unintended consequences of interventionism.
Go Ron Paul.
Yeah,
yes,
you know,
sir.
He's really, it's amazing to me that he's on fire like he is, but people really seem to be listening to this guy, and I'm glad as I can be that I've donated to his campaign, and I will continue.
I saw a clip from The View the other morning where Rosie O'Donnell was sticking up for him.
Three of the four.
Yes.
Were sticking up for
That's
him.
Right, but Rosie especially. I was getting goosebumps.
Right, yeah, I mean, she couldn't be a bigger Democrat.
It's pretty exciting what's going on with Ron Paul. In fact, you've got a blog post about it or a blog comment. We'll get to that here in a little bit. We've got to roll into the phone calls here in a moment. But I wanted to just touch back on this ABC News situation where here you are again with politicians railing against the news media for doing their job and keeping an eye on what's going on with politics. And if these guys had their way, they don't propose it in this particular story, but if they had their way, they would love to pass some sort of legislation that, you know, is a restriction against broadcasting news in relation to anything that has something to do with foreign policy. They would like that sort of thing. And don't be surprised if this country goes in that direction over time. Whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats, they both want that information suppressed.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 380 of our listeners have already done, for $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it's completely voluntary. What you do is you go to amp.freetalklive.com, first and foremost, to learn about the program, and it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us get on more radio stations and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, then send us $3 a month. You can do it via PayPal, via credit card, automatically deducted from your account on a monthly basis. There are alternative methods as well. But it makes a big difference for us because that money allows us to really compete with the big boys in this business by advertising in Talkers Magazine, for instance. We're going to be going to the Talkers New Media Seminar here pretty soon, which mm-hmm. is one of the two talk radio conventions that happens every single year. And that's important for us, too, to be seen by the decision makers.
Yep, rub elbows.
Right, so they know that we're still out here and we're not going away. And so a lot of that is possible. In fact, almost all of our outreach to radio stations is possible because of our amplifiers. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only chat room, and forum. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, guess who got busted for drunk driving yesterday?
Another cop.
No, the president of the Minnesota State Senate.
Oh, really?
Senator James Metzen, 61 years old.
He should know better.
Young whippersnappers, they don't know how to drive. They don't have enough driving experience. The dude was weaving around. He blew a 15, and he's up on a charge now of fourth-degree DWI.
Wow.
President of the Minnesota State Senate. Now, a couple days earlier, Georgia State Representative Ben Harbin, age 43, got busted for drunk driving. A few years ago, on July 31st, 2004, the 54-year-old Minnesota State Representative Tom Rukavina got busted for drunk driving and also blew a 15 like the Senate President in the next part of the building. But you know what they think, them and the ones that haven't been caught yet?
Mm-hmm.
They think that when graduation night rolls around, that all these outvoted discrimination victims are going to be gathering around at their high school graduation keggers, all stumped and puzzled. Like, gee, Sherlock, why do you suppose they'd rather impose the drinking age on us than impose tougher drunk driving laws on themselves? I've a no, Watson. I got accepted at a very demanding college, but I'm too stupid to figure that out.
What is it that happens in these cases with the politicians getting busted? Do they get a pass?
No, they lose their license and they get fined. Congressman Kevin Brady, when he got busted on October 7th, 2005, he had to go to court and he lost his license for 30 days up in South Dakota. He was from Texas, but it was in South Dakota where he got busted. And
well, that's good to know. I mean, I'm at least pleased to know that unlike many police officers that sort of get a pass when they murder people and harm others, at least the politicians are you know, they're having to do some sort of penalty. There's
but then they just get a chauffeur on taxpayer expense.
Do they?
Well, at times they have chauffeurs.
I don't know if that would fly here in New Hampshire. I don't think
that but a lot of these guys like to drink, and I think it's probably just repressed guilt from stealing so much money from us all.
Now, Tom, we've been talking, and we started talking about the beginning of the show, and also last night's show, we were talking about abolishing the drinking age. Mark thinks that we should knock it down 1 year at a time, year after year, so 20, then 19, then 18, and then so on. And I say make it all go away all at once. Where do you stand on that issue?
Well, I could go for, you know, phase it out such as today is 23 May of 2007. So the cutoff, therefore, is 23 May of 1986. And instead of going to 24 May for tomorrow, bring it up like a week more. So it'll be 31 May of 1986 would be the cutoff tomorrow. It's 1 week every day. And so that over the course of 3 years, it's totally wiped out. It's reduced by 21 years.
So kind of halfway between what Mark was suggesting.
I don't have a problem with that, but I do. But I think that you're giving store clerks a lot of
gas. Exactly, and bartenders too.
Well, the thing is, if the New Hampshire State Supreme Court were to strike down the underage drinking statute today, I think that probably 99% of the outvoted discrimination victims would know about that, probably within the first few hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea that we can't tell them that if you drink too much, you can die is totally absurd. Or how they supposedly don't know any better than to drink and drive when it's all over their driver ed courses and it's all over the driver. The state driver's license exam.
They know better. I mean, they do. I remember being a young person, and my friends were very concerned about that sort of thing at that time. So they definitely know better than that.
They definitely know better, and there's no excuse for punishing an individual for crimes committed by another individual. You don't have any incentive to be responsible if you're going to be punished anyway. And what you were bringing up earlier is crimes like date rape. Now she can't call the cops, because she'll get arrested for being underage and intoxicated at the same time. Even if you don't have a beer in your hand nowadays, they get you for...
That's true. It's called internal possession.
And there's another scam I need to warn people about, okay? And that is, you know how they have these sting operations where they send an undercover teenager to go in and buy beer at the store?
Mm-hmm.
No. Now they have them hang out in front of the store and ask you to go in and buy for them.
Then you get
arrested. So you have to smile and nod and say, you are 21 years of age, right? And see, then they can't say yes, because then it's entrapment.
Ah, great point, Tom. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, I bet that if you get a attractive young lady age 20 and put her out in front of a store like that, I bet you would be able to get guy after guy to say yes and go in and buy and try to buy some alcohol. And then they walk out and get arrested. That's awful.
Yeah.
This needs to end. And it's time to abolish the drinking age. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. You know what? Let's see. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeff?
Hi.
Hey.
I finally got around listening to the debate, and Giuliani was picking on Ron Paul. And, you know, this thing with the CIA where the ABC got rebuked by the politicians for advertising or whatever you want to call
reporting.
It. Reporting the CIA thing.
Right.
That's why Ron Paul got blasted, because he was saying that we're going over there, we're making them angry at us, we're making them hate us, because we're sending CIA over there. We're sending military over there. And here they are telling Ron Paul that you know, how wrong he is for, you know, their idea is that they hate us because we have everything, we're free and all that.
Absurd.
I'm getting really fed up, but right. I know you guys are too. But I got a couple other things to say. There's the military. You're talking about the privatizing the military the other day, and this a guy called in, and he was getting all over your case about it. But you kept bringing up defense, and the military's never been for defense. If you look at the Constitution, it's to overthrow a tyrant government, and it's offensive. The military has always been offensive.
It's true. The founding fathers knew that, and that's why.
Right.
That's why there was there's a part in the Constitution that basically says the army is not to stand for more than 2 years at a time.
Right.
And it was only to be formed in the event that it was actually needed for something like a defensive purpose. And the founding fathers knew that having a standing army around was a huge temptation for those who want power.
Right.
A huge expense too.
What's that?
It was a huge expense, is what Wayne said. Your thoughts?
Right, and it was offense, though. It wasn't defense. It was to overthrow a tyrant government.
Yep,
That's what the Constitution says.
Yep, and I say that if somebody wants to go on the offense, if somebody wants to go around the world and blow things up and kill people, then they should fund it on their own. They should get together with their other similarly, bloody-minded friends and all throw some money into a pot and hire some mercenaries, and they can go and assassinate and kill and blow things up.
Right, let the politicians pay for it out of their own pocket.
Or the individuals that support that idea. And that way, if those... Right. And that way, if the people that are getting blown up want to get back at someone, then they can go and get back at the individuals who funded the operation instead of attacking random people in America that not necessarily didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Well, another thing is this. I've been hearing a lot about the Real ID Act. They say by 2008, by January, we're going to be having to show our ID cards at every border in the United States.
Well, the borders are going in January 2008. You're going to have a passport actually to get back into the United States. As far as real ID is concerned,
no, not the United States. These are from state to state.
Oh boy,
state to state. You have to show your ID.
That I've not heard. We'll keep you up to date, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.